What is the ordination process of, from someone who initially wants to become a monk to the ordination process?
Usually what happens is somebody comes here and they want to, they're interested and they want to take ordination, so normally they stay here for several months and 3, 4, 5 months and just see how they fit in, see how they make out with the routine, fitting into the community, and then if they make a request to take training as a beginning of the month, then they will take 8 precepts as an end and be in white. So you see the two men in white, they're anagarikas, which is a postulant, and they will train in that form for about a year. And then if they want to go forward, then they'll make a request. And when they're in white, then they're still able to handle money, to drive, to cook. So they'll be very influential in helping, looking after things. And then if they're, and it's a community decision, so it comes up to the, it's not just me. So that, because they're always very well behaved in front of me. So it's, so it's a very much a community decision, and everybody has a chance everybody feel comfortable with taking this person on for, say, a novice training, and then, and if everybody's happy, then they'll take their novice precepts.
Is that like quite democratic vote, or how does it work?
Consensus. So that we need to come to some kind of consensus, which is actually how the Vinaya is structured on consensus, as opposed to, like, if something was in the Buddha's time, and you look at the Vinaya historically, if kind of the worst way of making a decision was through, if something got really bad, then it was put to a vote. But otherwise, it was always consensus, and you have to sort of be willing to work with those, within those parameters, and until there is a agreement. So then they would take their novice precepts, that's sort of that's the two at the very back are novices, they're in brown, but they have fewer precepts. So they have 10 precepts as a novice, and other sort of course they're entering into the form of looking more like monastics. So then there's a bit more refined training happening. They wouldn't be in the kitchen anymore. They wouldn't be driving, and you can't be handling money as a novice. So then, and that would be for another year, and then. And similarly, they make a request toward the end of their year to take the bhikkhu precepts. Then they would, and if the community is in agreement, then they would go forward, and we would do the bhikkhu ordination for them. And then once they've taken their bhikkhu precepts, then they make a commitment to 5 years staying with the teacher, and staying under the training of the the monastery, which doesn't mean they're here all the time, but it would be taking me as a preceptor, taking the community as their kind of home base. And I'll usually send their third year, almost I give them the opportunity to be away from Abhayagiri, experience monastic training in another place, whether it's in Thailand or England or Canada, where we have brass monasteries, and that's an opportunity that they have a year away, and then you come back, finish their fourth and fifth years. So that generally that's how the patterns work.
What happens after 5 years?
It depends. Some will stay on here. Some will say, like this monk here, he finished his fifth year last year, and so he stayed on for his sixth year, and then he's going to go to England in the spring and live with one of the monasteries there, one of the teachers there. So different monks would do. There was a monk who just left. Yeah, just finished his fifth year, and he's gone to visit his family right now, Tankovalam. And he will travel to Asia with me, and then he'll stay. I'll leave him in Thailand.
Are you gonna pick him up sometime?
We'll see.
No expectations.